Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. As we move into December, it's not too late to add cool season bedding plants to your flower bed or landscape. Cool season bedding plants thrive with mild days and chilly nights we're having during fall, winter, and spring months. Most will easily tolerate temperatures in the low 20s or even into the teens with little to no damage. They will bloom in fall and winter, produce a tremendous display in spring, then finally fade out in May as the weather starts to get hotter. Fall-planted cool-season bedding plants generally produce more spectacular displays in spring than spring-planted cool-season bedding plants, so get them in the ground as early as you can. Nurseries and garden centers offer a wide selection of cool-season bedding plants, and you can choose between transplants or seeds in some cases. Transplants are well-established, blooming-sized plants that provide color to your garden right away. Some cool-season bedding plants are easily grown from seed and may be planted now directly into the beds where they will grow, including alyssum, Johnny jump-ups, bluebonnets, calendula, annual phlox, nasturtium, sweet pea, larkspur, and poppies. Select cool-season bedding plants so that the colors are harmonious. Colors should be grouped together in masses and try not to plant too many different colors in one bed. The visual display in an area where a few colors are planted in mass are greatly more effective than those sprinkling many different colors in one small area, especially if the bed is to be viewed from a distance. Cool season flowers come in a variety of shapes and sizes, from the ground-hugging alyssum and lobelia to the towering hollyhocks and delphinium. Plant height should also be a consideration when selecting and placing bedding plants in the landscape. Cool season bedding plants will bloom best in well-drained locations that receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight. Generally, the more sun they receive, the more they will bloom and grow. Pansies, violas, forget-me-nots, foxgloves, columbines, and nicotiana are the best choices for a particularly shady area. Even they will not perform well in heavy shade and do best whenever they get at least a few hours of direct sunlight each day. Do a good job of bed preparation, as this makes a tremendous difference in the performance of your plants. Remove any weeds in the beds and turn the soil to a depth of at least 8 inches. Next, spread 2 to 4 inches of organic matter such as compost or manure. Then, evenly sprinkle a general purpose fertilizer over the bed following labeled directions, then thoroughly mix them into the soil. Rake the bed smooth, and now you're ready to plant. Because they are quick and easy and give instant results, most gardeners favor the use of transplants. Plant transplants into a well-prepared bed, being careful to plant them at the same depth they were growing in their cell packs or pots. Also, be cautious to space them properly. If you plant them too close together, they will become crowded and unhealthy, and too far apart, and they will not fill in the bed and give you the visual effect that you're looking for. Water newly planted transplants with a soluble fertilizer to get them off the ground and onto a good start. Also, be sure to mulch your bed. This helps to prevent weeds, conserve moisture, and also provides some protection against freezing temperatures. Cool season bedding plants can be utilized to make your landscape an exciting and colorful place this fall, winter, and especially into next spring. Careful bed preparation and thoughtful planning when selecting the plants to grow will help make sure you are pleased with the results of your efforts. There are lots of cool season flowers that can be planted in the garden right now. Check your local nurseries and garden centers for transplants or seed. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram at Rouse_horticulture or check out past podcasts at WRKF.org.